Uno, dos, tres, acción.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Chronicles of Avangula. You guys are still in Belruk. I believe you guys were making a plan for the capture of the leader of the Grey Capes, Rags.
Yes.
So I'll, I believe we left off. It was like midday, I think it was.
Or close to midday.
Close to midday, early. We'll say it's early morning, like 10 a.m., 10:30.
Okay, I'll be there.
How are you guys going to capture him?
First of all, we need information.
Yes. So,
with the sexy Yutsu.
No! Let's follow him around the city first.
Yeah, we discussed that plan out of game.
Yeah.
Let's just follow him around for today while we get supplies as well.
Okay. Well,
since we still have, 2 days to the full moon?
Yes, you have 2 days until a full moon, which you guys are... you guys are under the impression that, the whole city might turn into were-creatures, but you're not 100% sure on that.
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is...
Got a proper bed.
Well, no. We need to find his location in town today, and then someone needs to follow him. But regardless of... Like, not regardless, regarding the creatures that are possibly in town on a full moon, we need to be out of town within, like by tomorrow evening. So my suggestion is we head out of town and we find a location to hold up and wait till after the full moon. But then we should also maybe set someone to go follow him, like you said.
Yes, we still have time today. So I vote we send Aston to follow him, track the guy, track Rags. Then Rags, you and me, Cass, go outside the city to find a spot where we can set up the tent.
Yeah, no, I'm down for that.
That makes sense.
All right.
So, if we're in the tavern, I exit the tavern or wherever we are currently and make my way to the location of...
Oh, we're at the docks, right? We went to go get our horses.
Yes.
Which we got.
Yes.
Yeah, which we got.
I'll say you guys already got your horses. So, you're down at the docks right now.
Yes. And we know the position of their hideout, if I remember.
Well, you know the direction, area, location.
Then I would go into that area and have a look around to see if I can spot it.
I already told you he was a halfling.
Yes.
Because I spotted him already.
Yeah, so Rags, I don't know if I really described him, is a halfling with white hair and a scar over his left eye. That's pretty much the most significant features of him. So... As you're walking along, first off, so as you exit the dock area, give me a perception check.
Mm-hmm. 14.
14. You see a decent amount of gray capes walking around.
With the black moons on them?
Yes. There's only one gray cape in town. So if you see somebody with a gray cape, you can kind of assume that they're a part of Rags' clan. Now, what you're noticing is that it seems like all of them are walking in pairs. If there's one, there's another one right next to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you don't see a halfling among any of these groups.
Are they like they're humans?
Yes, most of them are all going to be like that. The native Vavengula, so tan skin, but yes, human.
Right. Do they like all walk in separate directions, or
they're kind of just going about like daily business? Some of them are like buying stuff. You see some of them walk into the tavern. maybe to get some food. You just see some of them walking in opposite directions of each other. They're not all together. They're just kind of, you just are seeing more of a presence of them today than you have recently.
I'm wondering, should I just follow a random pair and hope they will lead me to their lair?
You could.
Yes, I will do that.
Okay, so you see two walking away from you, like away from the docks towards like the direction of where the road is that would take you to their area or their territory, as some could say.
Mm-hmm.
And you start following them. Give me a sneak check. And this is not necessarily to be sneaky. It's kind of just to blend
yeah,
in.
Yeah, to blend
in. Crowd.
17.
Yeah, you do fine. They might look back every now and then, like looking over their shoulders, but they don't notice you.
Assassin's Creed style, hiding in the crowd.
Yeah, like as soon as one of them looks away, you kind of slip into a crowd of people and then disappear. And then you get out of the crowd and continue to follow them.
Mm-hmm, right.
Keeping a good distance from them. Give me another perception check for your doing hearing this time.
12.
Yeah, you beat it. So you can hear them talking to each other about Rags being nervous about something. You can't really make out what it is. But
he's on edge.
He's on edge about something, and you kind of get the assumption that you hear them say in 2 days' time.
Mm-hmm.
He's nervous about something that's going to happen in 2 days' time.
So it's probably something to do with the moon.
Possibly, yes.
Mm, all right.
They don't mention anything about transformations or turning into their forms of werebears. Nothing like that. It's just you'd hear them talking about Rags is on edge about something that's going to happen in 2 days. And you might kind of also pick up from the conversation that's why you're seeing so many of them. And the more you look around and see them, the more you realize that they're buying supplies. It's nothing in particular, but just supplies. Mm.
Maybe in preparation for whatever happens in
almost
2 days.
You pass another. They actually like stop as another two of them. There's actually not two. There's three gray capes coming in like your direction. And the two that you follow stop and they're conversing. And you can see one of the people that was part of the group of three is carrying like a box of traveling supplies. Like traveling goods. Like, he's got a couple backpacks and just stuff you would think, oh, I would get that kind of stuff if I was about to leave and go on like a travel.
So maybe for something like to leave Belrook or go on the next expedition.
Yeah, maybe they're getting ready to leave Belrook to go somewhere. You don't know, but you're kind of leaning on that maybe they're leaving in 2 days just due to what you're starting to pick up on the more you walk through the town of Belrook and you keep seeing the gray capes and what they're holding in their hands and the shops they're going to is, you know, something that you would do before you left on an adventure to go somewhere on a long travel.
Right. Right.
They converse some more and then continue the two that you're following continue on and you continue to follow them.
Yes, I do.
Okay. There's a fork in the road and they split off to the right. You know, if you kept going straight, it would lead you to the fighting pits. So this is going to a part of town that you've never seen before. And we'll kind of leave you at there. And the camera will pan back to the other two party members, Cass and Katrina. Katrina? Katrin. Catherine. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Not Katrina. Yeah, you guys were planning on going to set up your tent, I believe, somewhere.
Yeah.
So you guys are leaving the docks and you kind of see the same thing. You guys are, you know, keeping an eye out on everything just because you're in Belrook and you're about to do something that might be a little dangerous.
On the well town, can I have a look around to see if I can see the dock master anywhere?
Yeah, yeah. Give me a perception check.
I know where this is getting at.
The docks are pretty, probably the most crowded area of the city of Belrook. And just with the commotion and how many people are there, you cannot, but you do see a fairly large ship docked at the docks. Just as big as the one is the merchant ship that you guys came in on. And it kind of looks like another merchant ship, but that's all you really can see.
Okay. No, I was just curious if there's if I could see like a dock captain or someone around that I could ask a question to, but since I don't see anything, we just,
yeah, I mean, I guess... you see a bunch of those blue capes. So, I mean, you could maybe ask one of them, but you don't see someone that looks like he's like,
I would like to go up to one of the blue capes.
Okay.
I'd like to say, good afternoon. I'm guessing it's afternoon now, right? Early afternoon now? Or is it still morning?
It's like late morning.
Good day.
Yeah.
Good day. Good day, sir. Could you point me in...
What do you want?
Could you point me in the direction of the dockmaster?
Yeah, he's over there. And he points and like the crowd kind of like splits a little bit and you do see somebody like holding like a piece of parchment, or you see someone talking to another person that has a piece of parchment that he's like writing down notes on, and the one that's talking to the person that has the parchment, you would assume that's the dock master.
Okay. I would like to turn to Catherine and say, I'm just going to go ask dock master real quick to see if he's got any boats coming in over the next few days.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll stay here.
Yep, no worries, I'll be back in a sec. And with a quick walk, I'll go over to this man I believe is a dock master. Excuse me.
Yeah,
sir.
He's got a shaved... Let me describe him real fast. Yeah. He's got a shaved head. He's got tattoos all over his head, like tribal tattoos, and they come down right over his eyes and stop like right at the curls of his lips. He's a very large, muscular man. He probably towers over you by a couple inches.
I guess I'm looking up at him.
yeah,
excuse me, sir.
You would be.
Are you the dock master?
Yes, I am. How can I help you?
Do you have any what's the word I'm looking for? Do you have any ships to ferry passengers to and from Wakecrest or other islands?
Only ship we got in right now is this merchant ship. You'd have to talk to the captain. I'm not sure where they're headed after here. They're just stopping off and picking up some supplies from us.
How long is he in town for, do you know?
Another night. And then he's out by sunrise.
Okay, no worries. No worries. Thanks for the info.
And he turns back to the guy he was talking to with the parchment and goes on with his day.
After finishing with Dogmaster, I'll go over to back over to Catherine and explain that he's only got one ship in town and he'll be leaving in the morning. So it's not very good for us. To get a dock,
well
get
that's right
out
now.
Of town. Yeah, and that's right now. That's over. That's today and tomorrow. So, as of tomorrow night, don't think there's going to be a ship in town to get us out. So, if we are to get in tonight, then we can get on the ship tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
but that's with the full without the full moon.
So. Yeah, but ships will come after the full moon. I'm guessing, and I'm also guessing that's why there's no ships in the town.
Ah, good call. Good call. Yeah. Well, I suggest we head out of town, not too far, but not too close, and set up some.
It's not hard to find a good spot because, if you remember correctly, Belrook is surrounded by giant rock walls.
Yeah.
They're not actual walls, but I mean they. They act as walls. Yeah, it's just giant boulders that just happen to be in like a somewhat of a circle. and then an opening valley in the middle of them. So it's like perfect for natural defense. And you guys, you know, there's no gates and there's just towers. There's a lot of men in each of these towers, but nobody stops you or asks you what you're doing or anything. So so there's three entrances. There's like a northern east entrance, and then the other two entrances are on the south side. There's one that's like southeast and then another one that's southwest. Where do you guys, and I will also tell you the where the fork is, where you would take a right to get to their territory, is in the northern east side of town. It'd be on the map like over here somewhere. Hold on.
Well, the docks,
like, yeah, like somewhere over here, towards more of the eastern side of Belrook is their territory.
Yeah, I say we go out east.
Yeah, I'm thinking east too.
All right. So yeah, like I said, you guys, you leave Belrook and you guys stop for a second, because when you leave Belrook, you just see for as far as you can see dead land. And it kind of shocks you guys a little bit just because you're so used to seeing lush green jungles. And you've never I know none of you have been down here, so you've never seen a land that's just been killed. It's dead. Everything dead. If there's a tree, it's dead and probably fallen over on its side. You actually can see like wild dogs off in the distance fighting with each other, and it's just the wind blows. You see it like a tumbleweed. It's dead. You guys take a minute to take it in, and then you continue on. You kind of find a nice little place that the towers can't see you, but you're not too far from the entrance. And there's like a little cutout almost perfectly in the rock wall that you can kind of set up your tent up against. And it's just like kind of a really good little spot, not too far away from the entrance, but far enough away that somebody screams, maybe nobody's going to come running.
Okay.
Convenient. Good to know. Convenient.
Yes, very. So as you guys are setting up the tent, the camera will pan back into Belrook and kind of zooms down in onto Esten. And yes, at this point, Esten, you have taken the right in the fork in the road and you are still following him. Give me another stealth check to blend, because now the crowds are not as thick. You're not in the main part of Belrook anymore, so it's going to be a little harder. But with natural 20. Natural 20, you still do great. So that will be good enough to follow them until they get to their hideout. Well, it's not really a hideout. They're like headquarters, we'll call it. And
do I see that already?
You like stop off and you stop off at like a stall, like a cart, and they're like selling like vegetables and fruits, and you might buy an apple or something like that just to blend in.
Yeah.
And you see you see this big structure that stretches between two cliffs.
Mm-hmm.
And on each side, there's like a square building. So there's this big like bridge in the middle, but it's a structure. It's not a bridge. It's like an actual, it has an interior and everything. It's almost like a gate tower, but there's no gate and it's not guarding anything, but it hangs over two cliffs and you can walk under it. There's a nice little walkway under it. And then you see two big like square buildings that the middle part attaches to. So it's one big building, but it's, like there's a catwalk practically, and then those go into two big square buildings, and you see a couple gray capes hanging out around there, and then you see the two you following walk inside, and you presume this is where this place is at. Give me another perception check.
Will do. 13.
With a 13, you spot Rags. You see a halfling at the same door that the two walked in that you followed. The halfling comes out. You see him. He's got white hair. You're not close enough to see if he's got a scar or not, but this is the only halfling you've seen. Again, he doesn't look like your typical halfling. He's very tan, and you can tell that he's probably native, more than likely. Mm-hmm. He's kind of got that native look to him. And he walks out and he starts, there's two guys standing at the door and he's talking to them in a frantic way. You can't hear what they're saying, but you can tell by his hand gestures and his movement, his body language, that he's flustered about something.
Flustered?
Flustered, yeah.
Oh, wait, I don't know this.
Flustered is like, he's getting excited. He's like excited about something, but not in a good way. If I would have to describe it, he's kind of frantic, frantic with his.
In German, it's nervous, so nervous.
Yeah, nervous.
It's a synonym.
Yeah.
No, it's all right. I get it now.
Okay. So yeah, he's talking nervously and acting nervous, and
I just try to find a spot where I can observe that for a while.
Yeah,
from a safe distance.
There's a super small tavern that's got a little patio, like a porch with a couple round tables. And
can I see the hideout from there?
Yes, you have almost perfect line of sight. Actually a corner table that is open for you, like, well, for anybody to sit in, but it's like the perfect table to sit there. And you see a couple other people sitting there eating, you know, eating like a early lunch or a late breakfast.
I will have a seat in that establishment and eat and drink something and observe the hideout, what Rags is doing, if he's going into town or going back in the building.
Yeah, so you sit there and it doesn't seem like he's leaving his hideout headquarters thing building. He hey, nice mug there, bud.
Yes.
No, but he's not leaving. And after like a couple hours, you're starting to get the sense that he might not leave due to whatever he's flustered, nervous about. He's kind of staying there. He's not really leaving. But you do see a very big fluctuation of the gray capes coming and going. And like I said, they're bringing back supplies. And then at some point, you even see a couple of them bring a few horses and carts. And then they start loading up stuff. They're bringing boxes out of this place and putting in barrels, just supplies into these carts. And there's four carts, four horses.
So I assume they are gathering supplies and resources to mobilize their clan, possibly out of Belruk.
Possibly.
Maybe.
You are actually give me an insight check. Actually, let me see this. Give me an insight check.
Wisdom should be okay. No. 5.
With a 5, you're like trying to figure out what's going on. And you might get the sense that maybe that attack on on Evercroft was not sanctioned by the king of Belruk. Maybe they're scared that the king's gonna find out and hang them or kill them.
So they might have done that on their own initiative.
But
you're kind of getting that.
We did get that information though. We did get that information when I went to the king of Belruk to ask.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. He did not know about the assassination attempt, at least.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, with that knowledge, it kind of is like clicking and you're like, okay, they're getting ready to leave town because they fucked up.
All right.
They went against their king's orders. And yes, Belruk is broken up in tribes and all the tribes have their own leaders, but Torian is the king of all the tribes. So if you do something against his rule, you're probably fucking killed. Like,
yeah, that's what I was wondering. Do we know what happens to traitors or something?
You
like
would probably get the sense that they're gonna get thrown in the fighting pits.
I have the same idea right now.
Against odds that they cannot beat. And their bodies will be thrown in the bottomless pit.
mm-hmm.
Or something worse. Maybe you guys have seen people strung up on sticks that are still alive, but are like suffering.
Or they've been crucified, something
crucified
like that.
Almost. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not a great place, Belbrook. So you're kind of getting the sense that they're getting ready to skip town.
All right. I will pay my bills, of course, and stand up from the table and try to find Cass and Catherine to tell them about what I've seen. I know they were trying to get out of the city. We discussed that earlier.
Yes. Then, however, I need supplies if we need to stay outside the city for a long period of time. I don't have any rations.
So did you leave town already?
Yes, we did.
Or not? But then couldn't you have bought those before you left?
Yes.
Okay.
Didn't
I don't know about that.
I realized it after we was like, oh, yeah, I should probably have bought some food. That's fine.
You did say we were just outside the city. With the information, you get the realization that you don't have time. You don't have a lot of time to do this. If you're going to do it in Belrook, you need to do it now or they're going to leave town, which might be a better circumstance for you guys to do this.
Yes.
Yeah, but since we don't fuck up the town.
You would think, Eston, just from how hastily everybody was moving, they're probably either going to leave tonight or
sooner. Tonight even. Oh, okay. Then I will quickly try to find Catherine and Kaz and telling them that our plans must change because of time pressure.
I would say at this point, it's probably like 1 o'clock in the afternoon because you spent a couple hours at that bar or at the tavern.
Yeah, it took some time
watching them. It probably took not too much time to set up that tent, but for you guys to find the location and set the tent up, it's probably right about 1 o'clock right now.
All right. Then I would like to try to find the quickest way out of the city.
There is...
Didn't you say there is a gate at the northeast side?
There's three entrances. That one should be pretty close from where
I am.
That's your closest... That's your closest exit from the city, is the northeast entrance.
I mean, Eston wouldn't know, but wasn't that the entrance or exit where Catherine and Cass left?
Yes, they went that way. You like get up to walk, because I imagine you guys probably said, hey, we're going to go up to the northeast exit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So you start walking that way, and they're like, you guys meet on the pathway, like inside of Belrook. Like they're walking back into town, you're walking out to try to find them, and you guys run into each other.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, Eston.
Hey there. Our plans must change. I found their hideout, and they are pretty quick to get away, it looks like it. They're mobilizing their clan and gathering supplies and moving stuff on carts.
So they will be leaving town, I see.
I overheard some gray capes that Rags is pretty nervous about something that happens in 2 days' time. And maybe that's a reason why they're so eager to get away now. So I feel like maybe they will leave tonight, maybe in the evening already. So if we do something in Belrook here, we should do it now.
We need supplies. If we're going to stay on the road for a longer period of time, we need supplies.
Then also, I think maybe it would be an idea to follow them wherever they go. Maybe if they head north on the continent, follow them. But
catch them out in the open.
But still, even with that, we're just three, and they're mobilizing their entire clan, so they will be quite a force.
Yeah, that's like you, third plus.
Eston, I will say this, you were counting how many people you saw, and you don't know if it's all of them, but you saw a solid 15 different people, including Rags.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, 15 people that I saw, at least. Who knows, maybe there are some other people still in town, so it could be more. But the advantage of the good point of that would be that we wouldn't damage like the city of Belrook, which was a condition that the king made to us, you know. But
okay, say we haven't planned for this. Okay, we go out. They go out. We follow them to wherever they're going, right? And then we've still got to be able to get him on his own, away from his men. There's so much stuff we have to do before we can even think about attacking, because 15 against 3, I mean...
But this is something I don't really get. The king said to us that he will not interfere. Rax doesn't know that, because Rax seems to be in fear of maybe punishment from the king, because he did that attack on the court of Belrook without his consent. But to us, the king said that he will not interfere. So I just thought, now maybe go to the king, but then I thought, yeah, he won't do anything anyway. So,
well, to be fair, it was because I said I would handle it.
Yeah, true. But yeah, they're having their pants full and are eager to get out of here for some reason.
If we're going to attack them on the road, we're outnumbered. If we're going to attack them in the town, we're still outnumbered.
Yeah, that doesn't change.
if we attack them in the next 24 hours, so by this time tomorrow, then we have a chance of taking him alive.
Cass, you're obviously thinking.
He might turn into the bear. And his people might
turn into the bear. Yes, Cass, you're
overthinking it. How am I?
If they're planning to leave town, we would have a better chance to get them out on the road with help from monsters.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they feel inclined to do so and not shred us to parts along with them, that is.
Yeah, and how can we say that Rags isn't going to be killed by one of these monsters?
We don't want them. Yeah, we don't want him killed.
If monsters attack, then good for us. Then the numbers. But Rags, he's a smaller person, right?
I really doubt Rags can go down.
Halfling.
If they are going to be attacked, Rags will be protected by his clan. He is the leader, after all. And they will protect the leader.
And if they transform, they could maybe fend off some monsters. I don't know what's out there in the wastes, but...
From what I can see, literally nothing can live out there.
Would I know if a monster would be able to live in those wastelands?
Something. I'm trying to think of all the monsters right now.
Me too.
I would. Depending.
Not even necrophages could live there.
Maybe not, right? Like, so. Probably not. Not many, because it is all dead. There is no grass. There's not many animals. There might be a few here and there. Like, and I'm talking like scavengers, like wild dogs.
Maybe specters,
hyenas,
could live there.
Stuff like that. Yeah. You would think maybe the only thing would be like some sort of specter creature.
Yeah,
because they don't need food or anything like that.
In any case, it seems more advantageous for us to do that outside of Belrook.
Yes.
So we follow them and see. Then we can observe. Like,
I even did a nice drawing of our base in the
nice. In the cool thing. Man.
And now it's not going to be used. Look,
that's really good. So yeah,
everybody, give me a perception check real fast.
Oh yeah,
roll.
Love these.
Okay,
14.
I need the character sheet up.
14.
Go on.
Two 14s. Let's get a third.
Go on. Oh, let
that's
down.
A 6. Fuck you.
So as a group, you see 3 gray capes hurrying past you guys, and as they do, it's like, we're going all the way to Cloverbury? That's fucking far. How are we gonna get through the wastelands? What is Rags fucking thinking? I don't know, man. He's our leader. That's what he said to us. we got to get hurrying back because we're leaving soon. And then they get out of earshot.
Do we all hear this?
Yeah. Yeah. They like walk right by you guys. And that's what you all hear as they're like passing by you guys. They don't pay any attention to you guys because you're just three people standing there talking and they're focused on listening to their leader.
I have a fast question.
Mm.
If they're planning to go to Cloverbury.
Yes.
What I know about Nevermore.
Yes. Actually, Cass would too. And I would tell you guys right now, Nevermore is the first city where the monsters attacked. And it was leveled. It is a ghost town now. It was the worst monster attack in the history of Vabengula. Nobody goes there. It is a ghost town.
That it's Nevermore a town. Sorry, I will leave now, shall I? I will take my leave.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, anybody in the chat? We're looking for another player.
Maybe a ranger. If
anybody's okay with being on a podcast platform, just contact us because we just lost one. No. Nobody lives there. There's stories of it being haunted. It's stories of there is a fucking hole in the ground where all the monsters come from. It's dead. Shit. It's a dead city. It is a city plan. Of dead.
No, we should avoid that.
You're not gonna like it.
Tell it.
We should.
Please
avoid
go
that.
To Nevermore. Please go to Nevermore.
No,
just real quick.
There's some cool shit.
We obviously hear them going to
Neverrack.
We hear them going to Cloverbury.
Yes,
that's a bad place for witches and Catrin alike.
And Catrin,
yeah,
I might be okay there.
Put people on posts that do magic and burn them.
So for you two, that's
you
bad
would
news.
Be fine there, Cass. You'd be fine there.
That's my they're my people. They're not. They're
what
not
is?
No, that's why I don't want to.
What do you guys know about Cloverbury?
It's bad.
They burn spellcasters.
Any magic users, anything like that, you're dead. You get burned on the stake. That's game over.
Bad stuff.
Unnatural.
Which is included.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Anything unnatural.
They don't know what a witcher is, but if they saw your eyes, instantly off with your head.
Do we have glasses?
Devil! Devil! It's like those kind of people.
Bad people.
Hear me out. We get Rex to follow us to Nevermore.
How?
We cannot allow them. Nevermore, yeah. We cannot allow them to go to Cloverbury.
Well, how do you?
Cloverbury. Fuck. I butcher all the fucking names right now.
You would also know that the trip from Belrook to Cloverbury is, let's see, it's 1 week from Nevermore. 4 days, almost 2 weeks travel. If nothing goes wrong,
how do you think we would get them to go to Nevermore? Maybe I am sure they know that this is a bad place.
Yeah, they're going to avoid that place. Just
why
like
would they go there?
By there silencing us, maybe.
By silencing us,
they don't know who you guys are.
They don't know who we are.
Well. I can make my name known to them.
I mean, yeah, you definitely could.
But if anyone walks up to you and is like, hey, let's walk into that ghost city. I'm sure it will be fun. I don't think they would do that.
we could trick them to go to Nevermore.
How?
Illusions.
Okay, so magic. The only...
This
is very difficult. Can force them to go to Nevermore. By pushing them that way with magic.
Okay, you can do that.
But it will require us to stay close to them. And on the fourth day, just outside, third day, we'd branch over to Nevermore, probably.
Well, you mean we would?
Why are we making this so difficult? I don't know if they've ever been to Cloverbury.
The problem is, I think they have more chance of staying hidden in Cloverbury than me. And a witcher.
Okay, but why don't we meet them at like a crossroad and then like confuse them to go one way instead of the other way. So
yeah, that's like, why the old
sign trick. You have like this, and then you just turn the post around, and then they go one way.
Cass, I'm sorry to say, but I think they're not more known about the area than you are.
All right.
I don't think that's going to work. I don't think they're that dumb.
And because of that, I don't think it's easy for us to confuse them into walking like into another direction.
If they have to get forced into Nevermore by monster attacks, maybe.
But what's in Nevermore? We've never been to Nevermore. There could still be monsters there.
It's completely ruined. Yes. But
it might be full of monsters.
If they go to Cloverbury, we're going to lose them.
But we do not have any controls over monster attacks.
If we go to Cloverbury, okay, you two are going to lose them. I can follow them into Cloverbury.
Yeah, and get yourself killed.
Why would I get killed? I'm not a magic.
Not
user.
Instantly. Like we would.
I can just go in there and I can basically pretend to be a hunter and looking for wares or...
And you don't need to pretend to be a hunter. You are a hunter.
I am a hunter. Well, yeah, but not actually do hunting. Go in there because I don't know. Obviously, Rags is a halfling. You two are magic users, right? They don't look kindly upon you because you're different. He's obviously different as well. So if he goes to Cloverbury, I don't know how they're going to react to him.
How does it look in these lands, Catherine, with racism?
Would I know that they would kill halflings or not?
As far as you know, there is no racism here against against races, obviously. Cloverbury is... there is slavery somewhere, it'll be anybody. Mm. And more than likely, it's probably criminals that are put into slavery. But there's no like halflings are enslaved or this race of humans or there is none of that. But Cloverbury?
Maybe don't like it.
Fucking suck. All right. Cloverbury just fucking sucks. Forgot you. I'm going to tell you guys this, but your players won't know this. They worship a fucking griffin because they think it's a god.
Great.
So
I could kill that god.
Yeah. Yeah, you could. Maybe. I don't know. They feed it, so it's a pretty fat griffin.
But for now, we need supplies. We gather supplies, we follow them out of town, we see what happens.
Okay, is the plan? Okay. You guys get your supplies. And I imagine you stake out the rest. How much supplies are you trying to buy, ration-wise?
I will buy rations for 2 weeks for myself.
Okay, just for yourself?
I have beef jerky, and I buy rations for both me and Estan.
Okay. As a collective group, for 2 weeks of rations, it'll be 75 gold. 75 between the gold. Between the three of you. It's a lot of food. Think about that for a second.
25 gold each.
Yeah.
No, I'll pay everything.
25 gold a piece for two weeks of rations.
Okay.
I don't need the money.
I've still got this beef jerky, by the way. So
it's beef jerky.
The boar. Yeah, that's not going to like... It'll save you from starvation, but it's not going to, you know...
Oh, I still have rations as well, though, so...
Yeah, and I don't do the whole, like, rations go bad thing, so... If you have rations, you have rations. All right. So at this point, after you guys get your plan all set, where do you guys want to stake out? Do you guys want to set up in different locations and stake out and watch? Or are you just going to wait at the entrance for them to leave?
I think we stay behind them. Like, so we wait for them to leave. We stay behind them a good distance. But
so,
not like crazy distance. So we can still have like obviously vision of them, but you won't be able to see like facial features and stuff like
that. Yeah. I'm
I'm going to say, I mean, like I said, you guys could see very far in the distance in the wastelands. It's flat. It's not very hilly. You can see off to the distance. You can see the Triver Duff mountain range way off into the distance, obviously. But most of the wasteland outside of Belruk and all the way up to Nevermaw is pretty flat. So wouldn't it be hard to stay far behind them? But they probably could see you too. It's one of those things that it's like,
if we see them, they see us.
But if you stay far enough behind them, they might not be suspicious. Now, I will tell you, there is one main road that goes to Cloverbury. There is, I am going to say the only person that would know this is Katrin. There is a mountain pass. It's more dangerous, but it's less traveled.
Roger us.
You might. There may be a mine. There might be. I don't know.
A mine.
No, I've already written a whole contract inside of a mine. Nice. With dwarves and spoilers. Stuff. So that comes later. So there is one main road that they're probably going to take, but there is also a mountain pass that they could take. That's the last hint I'm going to give you guys.
So we follow them from a distance. That's all I have.
Yeah, I think so okay. too.
That's but what we're going to do.
If they go off to Cloverbury, we don't have a way of getting past them and then stopping them.
Why don't we travel with them?
I had the same idea, but
they don't know us.
Why would they take us in then?
More people for the slaughter if monsters attack.
So you mean, I see that now.
They use us maybe, as the shield between monsters.
Maybe they could hire us.
Yes.
For protection against the monsters outside we in the waste.
We travel with them then. I'm going to ask him. I will go to their place.
Okay.
I'm not okay with this just before you go anywhere.
Just
letting you know. Well, that could work. Sure.
Well, since you guys aren't probably going to use this, I'll just pull this up on the screen because I wanted to show it to you guys anyways.
Oh. Is it a battle map?
Oh.
It is a map of sorts that could have been used as a battle map.
Oh.
Look at the daytime one, obviously.
The one on the left, yeah?
Yeah. I'll just reveal the whole fucking thing. You can't see inside, but just so you guys can see what I did.
Yeah.
So this is what Eston was looking at. This is their little hideout place. And the carts, there's two carts on each side at each square building. They're almost full at this point as you're walking up. And as you're walking up, three of them approach you instantly and like kind of have their hands on their swords, but they don't draw them. They stick out. One of them sticks out a hand and says, Halt, what are you doing here?
Well, my good sir.
I'll bring like these guys over. These are the guys you're talking to.
I happen to overhear something. That your group is planning to leave town and go to Cloverbury, right?
How'd you hear that? Who told you that?
Nobody told me, I just have good ears. And it happens to be that I myself and my companions here need to go past Cloverbury, but it's on the way. And was thinking that more people traveling together, the safer it is.
They look back and forth. Our leader is, and he points over to the adjacent building. And actually, he like walks out as he points over there. It's Rags over there. That's the one you want to talk to.
Oh, Rags. Thank you for letting me know.
He's like walking over and like barking orders. Like, is everything ready? We need to get ready.
We need to go
before it gets dark.
I look over to Esther and do the eyebrows.
I walk straight up to him. Bow, of course. And are you Rags by any chance?
Yeah, who the fuck are you?
I am Catherine. This is Eston, and this is Cass. We are planning to go past Cloverbury, and I happen to hear that you
are planning to go to Cloverberry.
Who fucking told you that?
I just have good ears. Some of your men might have
deception
spit out some
check,
words.
I would
some
say.
Of your men might have spit out the words.
Ooh, that's 19. Nice.
Okay. Wow. I mean, you weren't really lying, but
no,
he's
but still.
Kind of, he's very suspicious.
Yeah.
Hmm. You overheard it, you said. Well, guess there's no point of lying to you. Yes, we are leaving town and we are going to Cloverberry.
And
what is it to you?
I wanted to ask, since me and my companions are only three in total, the more people, the merrier on the road, since with all these monster attacks. So I was coming with a proposal. Since my friend here is a great monster killer and seemed to be that you are traveling in a large group, might add three more. We did bring our own supplies, so you don't have to feed us or anything else. Just a few more swords if it goes bad on the road.
Hmm. He, like, you can see him thinking it over. Give me a persuasion check.
Ooh. Come on, don't fail me now, guys. Oh my god, that's
what
my life. Why?
We're strong enough. We don't need any extra help.
I'm not saying you're not strong enough. I'm saying we might not be strong enough. And I'm willing to pay you gold for us to travel with you.
You're going to pay me gold?
For us
to travel with
you.
Me?
Yes.
Mm.
You're very quiet.
That's a hired bodyguard.
He thinks about it some more. Give me another persuasion check.
Oh,
this is your last chance.
Oh
10.
God. Why am I rolling so bad? I get a +5 to it.
Can we assist?
Nah. I don't know. Are you going to say something? If you're going to assist, you got to say something in conversation.
Well, the assist doesn't help either because it's a 9. Then.
I don't doubt your arms. I don't doubt your knowledge about monsters that might live here. I have expertise in that. You could profit from it.
Expertise, you say?
And I have expertise in tracking
and he like
kinda, animals and such.
Kind of like gets closer to you, and he's like, what's wrong with your eyes? What are you?
I am a witcher.
I've heard of witchers.
Then you know what we can do.
And at this point, there's like six of the gray capes like behind Rags. He's like, And one of them leans in. It might not be a bad idea to have somebody like that with us. Looks back at you guys. We leave in an hour. You either come with us or we leave you. If you die, we don't care and we will not try to help you protect. If you are wanting to help protect us, then you can come along. But on the first side of funny business, we'll kill you.
Fine by me.
It's a deal.
We will see you at the gates.
We leave at an hour. In an hour.
I thank you.
Hmm.
And I'll take my leave.
He just turns around and starts barking orders again. All right. I gave that one to you guys because I really like
yes.
that idea.
Yeah,
and I'm not gonna let dice rolls
fucking.
I'm more of a story driven DM than a dice rolling DM. So
fucking goddamn natural.
Over to the right, if you guys would like to see, I made a day map and a night map.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, man. So an hour passes. You guys are waiting. You're on your horses, or
yes.
you have your horses. You're waiting, and you see them coming up. And you guys leave Belrook with the gray capes. So we'll go back to the world map now. So you guys are leaving pretty late in the day. And you don't make it too far the first day, but there nothing happens because it is the wasteland. There aren't many monsters here or anything like that. You probably travel, I don't know, half a day's worth of travel just because of the time you're leaving. You turn around, take one last look at Belrook, and you all kind of just think, all right, here we go.
Fuck.
The next morning arises, and it's kind of a cloudy day out. You can hear thunder off into the distance, and you don't see anything. It's just dirt, dark dirt. And you continue traveling. Is there anything you guys want to try to do?
I want to try to listen into some of the conversations the men have.
Okay. At this point, the whole tribe is with you, and you can tell right under 20 people. It was like 18 people in total, including Rags.
Well, they did lose 6 at the keep, so.
Yes. conversations. All right, give me... Are you guys... Where are you guys riding? Like, towards the back of the group?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll Unless you want us in the front.
I maybe walk a little more in the... front. Yeah, I would ride a bit more in the middle and have a look on the surroundings. So no monster appears, like, have a look out for that.
I'd be up front with, like, the front horses, riding alongside them, basically looking out in front, see if I can see any monsters or anything.
Well, I'll definitely be in the back.
Okay. Conversations. All right. Anybody that wants to listen to conversations, give me a perception roll.
That's a 10.
And that's an 8.
An
18.
Well, then most talking about
top. Where you're at, nobody's really talking. So you don't really pick up. And the people that are talking are just two ahead of you.
Right.
Katrin, you overhear two of them, two members. They're on. Where are you again? I'm sorry. You're towards
in the back.
Yeah. It's the back wagon. There's two people. Now, each of these wagons are like, they're fairly large. They have 4 wheels. There's a bench for two people to sit up at the front, and then the rest of it's just storage, right?
Yeah.
You hear the two guys talking about, you get that they are kind of starting to lose faith in their leader. They're nervous about going to Cloverbury. You get the sense, you kind of can tell who can do magic and who can't. None of these fuckers know magic. So they would be safe in Cloverbury. Like, they wouldn't be killed or anything. But
until the full moon.
You can tell that those two in particular, and maybe a few others, didn't want to leave Belrook. It might have been against the whole assassination plan in the first place.
Yeah.
Cass, you hear a couple different conversations. You hear Rags talking to maybe his like right hand man just about like traveling and planning, and they're discussing, should we take the mountain pass or should we go the main route? You also hear another two, kind of the same conversation that Katrin heard, that they might be losing faith in their leader. And why the fuck are we going to Cloverbury when we could have stayed in Belrook if we just would have not tried to make a name for ourselves?
Is there any way I can possibly try and steer the caravan of people, so our little group caravan, our convoy, and steer them towards the mountain pass by making comments?
Go for it. What are you going to say?
These are the
two people that are talking about. Obviously, is Rags and his right hand man. They're both on horses too, up like right pretty close to you, so you could like trot up to them and talk to them.
Yeah, so I'd like to trot up beside them, just speaking casually. So there's a mountain pass up ahead. I think it'd be best to travel on the road less traveled, because if monsters are on the main road, they are probably tracking, attacking caravans and people. I think it'd be best if we stay off the beaten path, if that makes any sense.
Yes, but the mountain road is, this is Rex talking, mountain road is a lot more dangerous and it would take more time.
Yeah, that's understandable. But if we do stay on the open road and we do continue going down this way, I don't know what is in store for us. Yes, the mountain road might take longer and it would be dangerous, as in the area is more dangerous, but on the road I cannot guarantee that we will not come across large groups of monsters on the open road. we took the road less traveled, they probably wouldn't be on that road because it's not very traveled. So they probably wouldn't be there hunting down possible horses and folk like us.
Give me a perception check. Or persuasion. I'm sorry, persuasion, not perception.
Well, this is a minus one, so no whammies, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies. 15.
15.
Nice.
Nice. He thinks about it for a second, and then his right-hand man leans over and is like, you know, he probably has a point. He looks like a traveler, so maybe we should listen to him. And like Rags spits on the ground and says, fine, we will take the mountain pass.
Man, Cass is really excelling on social interactions here.
We will take the mountain pass.
Yes,
but
indeed.
you will go first.
Oh, you have no idea where you're
going. You will lead the party since this is your idea.
Hey, I just put the suggestion forward.
Well, too late.
You have no idea where you're going.
No, you don't. No, you don't. So, another day goes by, a little uneventful.
Can't go by because it turns to midnight. If another day goes by, it will go come to midnight. They will turn for the full moon.
So you think they will?
We think.
So. Nighttime is starting to approach and Rags tells everybody to pull off and we will make camp.
Yeah.
So you guys are starting to set up camp.
Where are we exactly on the map? You can move the party thing.
Probably you're getting close to this bridge.
Okay. So no plant life yet?
Nope. Still right. Dead as fuck everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, do you guys want to do anything?
I'm setting up my tent. Just
slit some throats in their sleep. I don't know. What are you guys doing?
Don't give me any ideas.
Don't tempt us with a good time.
No, we would be so suspicious if something happens now. They would translate that directly to us, man.
I will invite Cass and Eston into my tent and let them see my tent. Because I need to speak with them. I have a plan.
Oh, okay. I thought our relationship improved so much that you trust us in your tent now, but it's a plan. It's just a plan.
I need to speak with you privately. That's why.
Well, when we go into the tent,
Essen will come.
Yeah, I will too. And I will say, okay. Eston, you won't have a clue. Catherine, do you know where that mountain pass is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you tell me?
Why?
I kind of maybe just kind of dropped a hint to Rags and he agreed that we take the mountain pass.
Why did you have to open your mouth?
Well, I figured if we're on the main road, there's going to be bad things going to be on the main road. If we take the mountain pass, then...
Bad things are at the mountain pass.
But we could push a few of them off the cliff, so it'd be fine.
This is where my plan comes in. It is much more solitary, you know?
Yes.
I am taking point as well, just so you guys know.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Do you even know where you're going?
Nope, not got a clue. Not got a fucking clue.
Then again, I don't think that matters that much. You just need to show confidence in where we go and not end up in a dead end. As long as we keep going and they don't get suspicious. You know, we have a different goal. We don't want to reach Cloverberry, you know? So.
Yeah. But they don't know that. Okay, let's go.
Well, I did say we were passing Cloverberry.
Yes.
But I. Now for my plan. I overheard some of the people. They're losing trust in their eggs. We might be able to sway them to our side if we help them.
And you might think they would hand him to us.
What if this evening we go by them all and we tell them that he has the idea of going for the mountain pass and it's a bad idea, and then they think, well, this is his idea. They've already lost faith.
But when he hears that, he will say it was your idea.
Yeah, but we don't say it to him, do we? say it to his people.
Yeah, I get that, but...
Cass.
Yes.
I actually think you did something great without even knowing it. If we take the mountain pass, we can state an accident at the mountain pass. We can save their supply / some of their folk, get them to our side. If we show them that we are here to help them, but just want rags getting out of them or getting out of their succession, they're losing trust in their leader. If we remove that part so they completely lose trust in him, they will not help him fighting us.
When Cass was talking to Rags, were there any other Great Capes nearby who overheard Cass saying, let's go to the mountain pass?
Well,
yeah, like the group of the front, like the front group would have, but not like Katrin or even
I
you
know what
been.
You what you meant with that, Cass, but I think they would be sure that it was your idea. But it's a good opportunity, definitely. In the mountains, we can't have any better situation to do something like that.
People go missing in the jungle all the time. Okay, what's to say they don't go missing in the mountains?
Still, we should, and Katrin, you should. I think you're the best for that. Further their disbelief in their leader.
Yes.
Somehow, you know?
I'm thinking on it. I need to come up with something.
If we can do anything to assist you in that, just let us know.
I will. Now get the fuck out of my tent.
Pleasure to have discussed plans with you, as always.
Okay.
Some things never change.
Well, I don't want them to I don't want the Grey Capes to think that I'm having a party in my tent with two men. Okay? Because they don't know how big the tent is inside.
So is that all you guys are doing tonight?
I would like to keep watching.
Having a party with Katrin. yeah. Okay. No, Eston will meditate on his own little bonfire a bit and maybe have some evening chip chat with Cass and then take a sleep.
Okay.
And while he takes a sleep, I would like to keep watch on as many people as I can.
Yeah. I mean, they're just doing what you do at a campsite. Some of them, you know, having some drinks. There is someone playing a lute, singing a song. Just kind of standard, and they do have watches set up throughout the night, so night goes on uneventful because again we are out in the wasteland. The next day arrives and the mountain pass is starting to come up.
I will have pointed out where the mountain pass start, right? If I know that.
Yeah.
Good.
I would say you would know pretty well, just because of your upbringing, and so you would know. And it's not like hidden by any means. Like you would see another path that goes like off to the left that would lead to the mountains. But if you didn't know where that path would go, you wouldn't know that was the mountain paths. But yet you do get to a fork in the road. You cross over a bridge that is fairly well made, and you get fairly close. There is like a road sign, like a damaged road sign, and one way says Cloverbury, one way says Nevermore. There's no sign that points that says Mountain Pass, but there is a pathway that leads off to the left, which leads to the Trevor Duff mountain range.
So I would lead the pie that way.
Yes.
While we're taking this path, I will try to speak with the people in the back.
Okay.
And tell them a little bit of a lie.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. So, my good sirs, I happen to be a little bit of a scholar myself. And I was fascinated by the nature of this place. And just the history down here. We don't know much where I come from. Would you be able to enlighten me a little bit?
Well, what would you like to know, miss?
So I know about the clans, but
Why? Why did you split into clans?
Go, I mean, that's how it's always been. When Belruk was founded, it was one clan at first, and then multiple people thought they were, how could you say, fit to rule over Belruk.
But
the family that Torian comes from is a very strong bloodline. His grandfather fought against the pitiful Clubberbead people, unfortunately lost. But the first couple clans were founded, which are the four biggest clans, obviously. And then from there, I mean, if you weren't in a clan, you were nobody. So naturally, clans grew, new clans came to light, and now we have what we have in Belruk today.
Ah, yes. So you say that Torian has a strong bloodline. Does that mean that everybody in his clan has share his bloodline?
No, but it is the hardest clan to join. A lot of the people that are in his clan are family members of the people that helped fight against the Clubberbead people. So it'd be like their children. Okay. And I would say probably most, if not all of them, come from the descendants of the ones that fought against Clubberbead people.
Okay. So may I ask one question as well? One more question then. Since Rek is a halfling, how did he become your leader?
He was the one that founded this group, this tribe, this clan. He was the first member. Well, let's just say he thinks he's stronger than he really is.
Ah, okay. Well, I will not pry into more.
To prove himself, I would have to say, to anybody, honestly.
Well, I will not take more of your time.
Okay.
It was a lovely conversation with you, and I thank you for the information.
Yeah, of course. No problem.
I will slowly back a little bit away again, leaving the conversation.
All right.
Okay, more information on Rex.
All right, Mountain Pass. You guys start. You take the left, and you're following this trail. After a few hours.
Are we like over here?
Yeah, so the trail's going to like... I'll show you. Hold on. The trail is going to follow this way.
Oh.
Like around the mountain. And then you would follow... Well... You follow the Yaraboya River.
You can also when you have this tool, you can hold Alt, and then you can move it between the squares, so we can draw it for us exactly how it goes.
Yeah. So,
but I see the path as well on the map.
Yeah.
If you zoom in next to the river and the mountain.
Oh yeah, I see it. It's so tiny.
Yeah. So it is less traveled.
It's not a main road.
Yes. So we would be here.
Yeah.
And you guys starting to be an incline. So now this mountain pass is a straight up mountain pass. You are in the mountains. So for the rest of the day, you are going uphill, and it's a little more slower of a pace just due to the incline itself. Nightfall is approaching, and you guys get to it's where travelers would camp. There's like already a campfire there. That's kind of a rough campfire. The grass has kind of overgrown it. You are starting to see vegetation again, like mountain vegetation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's more rocky, but there is like mountain vegetation starting to appear. And you guys probably make it, as far as the party token, probably about like here. And so you set up camp in the mountains. Is there anything you want to do tonight? Try to do.
I will try to speak with the crew again, other people.
Try to what?
try to speak with the people again.
Okay.
I have a question for them around the campfire. I would take the party that's sitting longest away from Rex, maybe.
Yeah, so there's actually the two men that you overheard that were like starting to lose faith in Rags. There's about five of them sitting around a campfire together, away from the rest, and they're talking in a quiet tone.
Okay. I will announce myself before I go in to be able to hear what they're saying about, so they know I'm coming.
Oh yeah, they stop talking immediately.
Yeah. Can I have a seat?
Sure. Why not?
I have some questions for you.
You like some ale?
Sure.
And they pour you some ale, and it's actually not too bad.
But still,
if you like ale, if you're a person that likes ale, it's not too bad.
I'll try to like make it look like I'm. Yeah.
That's clever.
Let's see. Give me a.
Deception
constitution save.
No.
Give me a constitution save, since you don't necessarily like
that's
it.
A nine.
You like you don't do a very good of job of hiding it, but you continue to drink it. And
okay.
You kind of have, every time you take a sip, you kind of have a disgusting face.
Yeah.
Look on your face.
I'm probably gonna get a laugh out of me, but whatever. So you're saying you're going to Cloverbury?
That's the plan, at least.
Why Cloverbury? I know you have a history about history from that place.
Honestly, Rags hasn't told us. We have no idea.
But he's your leader, right? He should be.
Yeah, he's our leader.
Why would he not tell you the reason why you're going to Cloverbury?
Not sure. It's kind of annoying, honestly. He's been acting very strangely lately.
Strange how? So he's not the man he used to be, or what?
Being distant. He used to always tell us every detail of every plan of anything. But he's him and his fucking butt buddy over there, and he gestures to his like kind of his right hand man.
Oh.
They've been keeping to themselves for the last week, and it's been kind of pissing some of us off.
Maybe he's not the man he used to be.
We're starting to think that.
When did his right-hand man come into the clan?
Fairly recent. He's actually one of the newest members. The newest member, actually.
And he became the right-hand man just like that?
And, yep.
You don't find that strange?
Oh, no, we definitely do. We've tried to confront him, but every time we do, of course, Rags is right there. And, well, he is the leader.
True. If I can get any information out of them, I will gladly share it with you.
That would be much help for. What's your name again?
Catherine.
Catherine. Well, I would say if you do, try to keep it a little secretive.
Of course. I will see what I can do. But for now, guys, may you have a pleasant evening, and thanks for the ale. Yes. And I will down the last of my ale and sort of like make the disgusting face again and just like take
some
a bow and then leave.
All right. Anybody else doing anything else?
You said there's like now more plant life in the area,
yes.
Again?
Not much, but there is.
Then I would like to like search through it to see if I can find enough materials to craft some more vials for my sword coatings, like my if I find enough for that.
I'm gonna say not here. The vegetation is like weeds and not flowers, not anything you would need particular. It's like trying to think of my mountainous.
So not,
I live in the mountains.
Not many like plants that you can use for
not
alchemy.
Not many plants. Yeah, there's hardly any plants like flowers and stuff like that. It's more so just like grass and weeds. And there's a few like you're starting to see like pine trees here and there, but nothing for like medical or any kind of use like that. No alchemy supply stuff. So unfortunately, no, you do.
All right.
I will try to go to the group where Rex and his right-hand man is sitting.
It's actually only about three of them that are sitting together.
Okay.
And then there's like another group off to their left. That's if you were to talk in like a loud voice, they would hear you, but your normal voice, they would hear you, but probably couldn't make out what you're saying.
Okay. Well, I will sit down with Rex and the group there and ask if I may, of course. I'm announcing myself before I go into the
prayer. Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Sure. I guess so. What do you want?
I was wondering why you're going to Cloverbury. I know you have a history, or the Bellrook have a history with Cloverbury.
That's a business of my own. Why do you want to know?
I was just wondering, since
what's
I am
your business there?
I'm a scholar by trade.
Scholar by trade.
I gather information, and we have very little on this area down here.
Is that a lie, or are you actually like? Is that like your background?
Well,
yeah, I'm gonna say roll a deception.
Well.
I didn't think so. I didn't fucking.
Oh, come on,
so. Seven.
Oh man,
he's why like, am I so bad at rolling?
You look like more of a magic user than a scholar. What? Why would you want to go to Cloverbury? They'll burn you on the stake.
We don't want to go to Cloverbury, and yes, I am a sorceress, but. I happen to also be a scholar, but let's leave it at that.
Sure you are.
We are planning to go in a really wide path around Cloverbury. I do not plan on going into Cloverbury. Mm. So I just overheard you were going that way. We're planning actually going to Ellingfall.
The city of the dwarves then, yes?
Yes, I have some business to attend to up there. Actually, more of gathering information on their city.
Mm. Well, good for you.
Yes. So,
can I like walk to the fire and have a seat next to Katrin?
Sure. He just eyes you a little bit and then continues to look at Katrin.
So, Rex, how did you, I hear that you founded this clan. Is that correct?
Yes, of course. Of course I did. I'm the leader.
That requires some power. You must be a very powerful man.
He puffs his chest up a bit. Yeah, I like to think so.
Yeah. I also know that there's very different faces around here. So you are a clan that takes in people around or from around, right?
Yes, I am. One of the few.
Yes. I was wondering, since you are such a small clan, is there a reason why there's no more, 18 of you? You do have a big building that would be able to house a party of 30 or so.
I sent some men out to gather information for me, and they... were killed by monsters.
I see.
My what monsters?
I'm not sure. I wasn't there.
Do you know what lives outside of Bellbrook in these parts? Is there any known stuff about it?
Oh, not that I'm aware of. I've pretty much spent most of my life in Bellbrook.
Can I get a better look at the right-hand man? What does he look like?
Yeah, I'm not even going to make you roll for it because he's sitting right there. He's not native.
Oh, that's
not
what I wanted to hear.
No,
he's not.
He's not.
Oh, God.
You wouldn't be able to tell where he's from. But you've noticed that he stays pretty quiet. And the only person he ever really talks to is Rags. Is two Rags himself. He is... he's kind of like looks like the Doc Master. So he's bald and has tattoos on his head. And these tattoos, instead of like the Doc Master coming down over his eyes, they kind of wrap around his ears and then come up like along his jawline and then connect on his chin. And then there's like a little strip that goes up to his lip. He wears gauges in his ears and a few earrings at the top. He has purple eyes, and that's what stands out the most to you.
Okay. Purple eyes.
Purple eyes. That really stands out. And you would know that only a certain kind of person has purple eyes.
Mutation, maybe?
Witcher, you've seen... It has been said that you would have heard this story before. Cass, you wouldn't have.
I'm not involved in this. I'm over a campfire elsewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. You would know of a story of a race of people that were before the native Vavengulans, and the people that call themselves natives might not be natives. Like the really tan people, they might have not been the first people that inhabited Vavengula.
Oh, okay. So there might have been a race before those.
Yes, like an ancient race. The book that you read about this, super old book, super old. Like some of the pages were faded. And from what you got from that book was that these purple-eyed people, were supposed to be a very magical, very different humans, but not like, I'm trying to think of something that I could relate it to, but it's
they have
not
magic
like
in them.
Not super humans, but they're a little just all
enhanced.
Yeah. They're not like as enhanced as Witchers, human. But they like don't go under mutations or anything. They're just born this way.
But not that much of a drastic mutation as the Witcher changes.
Yeah, like the only physical appearance is you would know that it seems like they're always in like perfect physical condition, like no fat on their body whatsoever, and they have purple eyes and are pretty adept with magic.
I'm now wondering if Katrin would sense anything magical coming from them.
I don't know.
Do I?
Make an arcana check.
That guy's going to die when he goes to Cloverberry.
That's a 16.
Yeah, there's like a way that sorcerers and mages can like kind of, without casting spells, you just kind of know. Like you just get a feeling. It's kind of like a spidey senses kind of thing.
Dude, I just forgot to ask. Does my medallion hum? Because he's magical.
A little bit, actually. It's not going crazy.
Okay.
But you can tell that you like look around for like magical items, but you kind of just are like,
I don't know if I don't think. Can I connect that what I read in the book?
One might say he might be suppressing some powers.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get like a huge, but Katrin, you do. Like you kind of like tap into your abilities to like start to scan a bit, and you get a weird magic feeling that you've never felt before.
Okay.
Well, it's different, and it feels kind of evil.
This got me interesting.
I kind of look a bit to Katrin.
I do not show any emotion at all. I would just try to point the conversation over to him. What about you, my good sir? You don't seem native to this place.
He thinks real carefully before he talks to you. There's like a weird, awkward pause, and he says, I'm native enough.
Let's leave it at that then.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name?
If I might have...
Why are you interested in my name?
I just wanted to know who I was traveling with. That's all.
My name is... I forgot my name. Let's call him
Bob.
No, not Bob.
I'm sorry.
McManus.
Hold on.
You want some names?
Jeeves.
Jeeves.
My name is Jeeves.
Jesus.
Jeeves.
Jeeves. I thought you said Jeeves.
Oh, not Jeeves. Jeeves with a okay. V. I don't know how you spell it, so spell it however you want.
Okay. So Jeeves is...
Jeeves. G-E-E-V-E-S. We'll spell it. Jeeves. My name is Jeeves.
Well, good to meet you now. Now that I have your name. Well, I will not keep you any longer. I will take my leave and what's it called? What the fuck is that word again?
What do you mean?
You will take your leave and turn in?
Yes, turn in for today. That's the one.
Oh.
I'll take my leave and turn in for today.
Yes, indeed. Continue.
Thanks for the conversation.
Of course.
Yeah. I will also take a rest.
Okay.
In my little bedroll, you know.
All right.
I would like to do something.
Okay.
Yes.
I would like to use my primeval awareness.
Your what? Primal awareness? To tell if creatures are around?
Yeah. Within a mile of me, because this is my favorite terrain.
Yeah, you get like a couple senses of some small creatures.
No monsters or anything like...
No, just some small creatures.
All right, no worries, just checking.
Pretty still desolate land.
Yeah, I just...
You guys are in.
Other than that, nope.
All right, nothing. Well, next morning, this is when the journey is going to start to get dangerous.
Yes. Nice. We like danger.
No, so we don't.
You guys are wrapping up.
Before we
wrapping
head
up
out,
camp. Yeah.
I would like to send Kage just ahead of us to make sure there's nothing.
And also, everybody give me a perception check.
Be a 5.
Okay, you don't see anything. Everybody?
Sorry, I'll need to find That's the... Fine. It's just
I do.
Hate finding the fucking perception thing. Natural one. What is up with my fucking rolls today?
The Witcher needs to carry it again.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Oh, well, yeah, that's 12.
Witcher, you're like walking to your horse and you like glance over and you see Jeeves. Like has his hand on Rags's head, and you can see like a black aura of magic,
like on his head. Like
Rags has his eyes closed. He's just standing there, and Jeeves has his hand placed like not on his head, but like right super close to it. And then from his hand is like a blackish purple magic that is flowing in to Rags's head.
Holy shit! What to do, man? I won't scream like I won't shout it out.
Doesn't look like he's harming him in any way.
Mm.
But you do see this interaction.
He's doing something to him.
Yes, he's doing something.
I'll try to remember exactly what I see to relay that to Katrin later on when we have some time, and maybe she knows what
Stop
it might have.
For everything.
I mean, you're a magic expert at the party, so
true.
All right. So you guys continue on. So now at this point, Cass. So you guys start to head out in your convoy.
With Kage in front of us.
Yes, is continuing to climb. And now you like turn this bend and there is a sheer 1,000+ foot drop off to your left. And the road gets just as wide as the carts are. So if you turn the horse a little left, the wheel's going right off and you're fucked. For a horse and a person, like you could probably ride fine right next to each other. But everybody's in a single file line now.
Well,
and the people that are driving the wagons
anyway, so
no, they're not. But the people that are in charge of driving the wagons are starting to sweat a little bit out of being nervous.
How far is the or how long is our
convoy
now?
Well, if you think about it, you have 4 wagons and then everybody else is on horseback. So yes. It's pretty fucking long because now everybody's kind of single file and you guys are going at a slow pace.
I stay in the middle.
Cass, give me a perception check.
I will go at the back.
You will be okay.
Can I have Kage do a perception check as well with me since Kage is in front of me?
Kage wouldn't be able to look at what I'm trying to have you look for.
Okay.
Why is our ranger so fucking bad at perception?
God, I don't know, but you do suck. Yeah, no, you guys continue on. And
just so you know, that was a two I rolled. Just that was really bad.
All
yeah, all it was a this, two and a three.
So there's like this part of the path that gets a little more narrow, and there's like some loose gravel, loose rocks off to the left. You don't see it, but you walk past it just fine. Rags goes, Jeeves goes. The first wagon goes. Front wheel slips off. And I have to roll for this since I'm in control of these people.
Can I do something?
Oh, no.
Can I do something?
What do you want to do before I say what's about to happen?
If the cart is starting to turn over and falling down, I will cast levitate.
It is. And it's about to fall.
I will cast levitate on it.
Can you levitate a fucking cart?
Well, I can levitate the person and the horse.
Okay.
But not the entire cart.
The horse is tied to the cart. So yeah. What you see is like, fuck! And he starts
how many is in the cart?
It's two guys riding on the bench. One horse and then a cart full of supplies, and the front left wheel slips off and the cart goes, and both the men and the horse go with it. Are you gonna do anything?
I'll cast fellow falling on the two men then.
Doesn't matter because it's thousands of feet down and they are gonna die.
Just to tell you, DM,
I can still cast fellow falling on them. So they don't fall as fast,
so they die slower. You horrible person.
Shut up!
Guys, just to tell you, it says in the spell that you can levitate a target that weighs up to 500 pounds.
Oh, yeah, it does. Actually, does that. It does say that, actually.
I don't know if that includes the cart that's like filled with so much stuff.
It is one creature or object that you choose that you can see within range.
You're either be able to save one guy, the horse, or a cart. You choose right now.
Well, the people are on the cart, right?
Yeah, there's two of them, and you only can save one of them.
5 seconds.
5 seconds. Three, two.
The rider.
What? Okay. Like the guy in charge of the horses, because the other one was just like sitting with him.
Well, who's the closest guy to me? Because
the guy on the right. The guy on the right of the bench would be the last one to fall over because they're falling to the left.
Yeah, that's the guy I'm casting it on then.
So you start to hear, and even like Cass, you turn around, the Rags turns around, everybody turns around, and that's ahead of this cart, and you just so your guy fall, and cart and horse falls, and you hear the scream, and it's just getting quieter and quieter and quieter. You never hear a smack on the ground because, like I said, it's thousands of feet drop. You can't even really see the bottom because the cloud covers. That's how hi, you guys are getting now in the atmosphere. You're like starting to get into the clouds.
And the cart like fell over into the chasm as well.
Yep. The whole thing. Because the horse is tied to the cart, the front wheel went. The guy on the left instantly fell to his death. And then the cart, like the horse tried, but obviously can't carry a cart.
Would Aston from the back of the convoy have heard that?
Yeah.
Emotion.
Yeah,
because right now it's a pretty straight line, so you would have even saw it.
Yeah, then can I make my way to the front?
You can't pass the carts. Mm-hmm. There's not enough room unless you were to like climb over the carts and leave your horse in the back.
Then I would like to climb on the back of the cart that's nearest or closest to me and try to have a look over to the front to maybe tell.
I'm still levitating a guy here.
Yeah, there's a guy levitating right now, and obviously you can't move him left or right, right?
No, he can do that.
He can. He can.
Okay.
No, I cannot move him. He can do it himself.
Oh, okay.
Wait. You levitate.
I thought it was just...
Well, regardless, I would like to jump down and try and lasso him with a piece of rope.
You can change the target's altitude by up to 20 feet in either direction.
Yeah, up and down. That's it.
Yeah, yeah, up and down. He's, you caught him, he can, close he enough. Can, yeah, where he can push if himself. Somebody threw a rope.
Yeah,
a
rope.
Well, somebody throws him a rope. He grabs a hold of it and pulls himself, and he's like, "Oh my, oh god!" And Rex is like, "What the, what the fuck are you doing?" It's like, it wasn't my fault. And Rags pulls out a knife and just walks up to him and slits his throat and then kicks him off the edge.
Oh. I wind my rope back in. I'm like,
oh, shit.
It's like, anybody else plan to fuck up this journey? Nobody says a thing. And he gets back up on his horse. All right, there. Keep moving. Like, talking to you, Cass.
I'm just staring at this, but just I just see like a silhouette of a person through the clouds. I'm just like,
and a trail of blood like splattering all over the air.
Yeah, he like, it's almost in slow. He like, he's, the guy is like on his hands and knees, like trying to catch his breath, and he looks up at Rags. Rags grabs him by the head, tilts his, slits his throat, and then like Spartan kicks him back off, and he like falls backwards as he's like holding his neck. And as he falls, like blood is coming out and just falling with him. And then he disappears.
Does Aston see that too?
I mean, you would have probably seen him kick the guy over the edge just because of where you're at. You wouldn't have been able to, like, just.
That guy.
Cass is kind of like frozen. Not sure what he's just seen. Because he's never seen this kind of brutality before.
Oh shit.
And he looks at you and says, "Come on, let's fucking go. What are you looking at?
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah,
let's go."
Okay. And then jump back on the horse and I guess we go.
Yeah. You continue on. The other carts make it fine. Because it's now known that there's a little spot there. So they kind of like,
Esten would like to make his way to the middle of the convoy to hope in hopes of meeting Katrin.
Okay, what are you doing with your horse? Because nobody's going to carry it for you or lead it.
I'll continue on the path on my horse.
No, I'm talking to Esten. Yep. You got off your horse to climb over a cart, and nobody's going
to
bother about your horse.
Tie it to the
car,
maybe?
No. Well, in that case, never mind. I'll stay at the back and keep riding the horse.
Would I know what guy that was that just got his flip?
It's somebody that nobody's talked to. And it's not one of the guys that's like, was of the five of the group that are kind of like questioning, right?
Okay. What about the guy that was
actually, you are riding next to the guy you were talking to, the main guy you were talking to in that campfire. And he just looks back at you and gives you a look like,
yep,
this is what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Like, Rags is brutal, but he's like never really killed his own. Unless it was really deserved. And that really wasn't deserved.
I just saved him.
Mm.
Well.
And everybody saw you do that, especially the five that were talking to you. And that's why he kind of, the main guy you were talking to, looked back and gave you like a look like, this is what I was talking about.
Yeah. Well.
So you guys continue on.
You can't do more than that.
Yep. No, you can't. Continue on. That dude is dead as fuck. Cass, you are coming up to a bend off to the left.
Yeah.
And let's see if.
So can I just get this right? There was 18 men when we started, when we left Belrook. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that was
17. Minus the
now
two.
Actually, just lost 16. Two.
Yeah, that's 16 now.
And then there's five people which are possible turners.
Possibly.
So that leaves 11 men. Minus Rags leaves 10 men. So there's only 10 men which are left.
Yeah, but I got another plan.
doing numbers.
I got five
that's
more.
All that was.
I got five more on my side in a second.
Okay.
You guys continue on, and the cloud, it's getting darker and darker and darker. And then you hear thunder and see a crack of lightning go across the sky.
My face just like, oh for fuck's sake.
We gotta find shelter.
And it starts to rain. Very badly.
I will continually cast prestidigitation around myself so I don't get wet. Just like that spoiled kid, just like, don't wet, no wet, I'm not wet.
Lightning strikes right above you guys and rocks are falling down. Everybody give me a dexterity saving throw.
Not Jeff. Yes. If you kill Jeff this early, you're the captain.
I would like to cast Firebolt at some of the rocks to make them smaller.
Okay.
Some, like, for one some of the big rocks. That's a 23 to hit.
I will say, you see a big boulder coming at right at Cass, and he can't. His horse is kind of freaking out, and you shoot off your firebolt, and it explodes the giant boulder. But Cass, you do get hit across the face pretty hard. Against, like, a rock comes flying and hits you across your face fairly hard. Take.
It's better than getting knocked out.
Take 5 damage.
Does it knock me off the horse?
No. Okay. No, it doesn't. It like knocks you to the side. But you kind of like grab a hold.
Yeah.
You grab a hold.
He's a sturdy boy. So.
Fucking horse just continues walking.
Yeah. He's just the tank. He's like,
doesn't mind at all.
Yeah.
Gets a giant boulder at the side, just continues walking on.
Yes. So you guys continue after that. I actually need to make dexterity rolls for some of the men.
Don't fall over. Don't fall over.
Only one goes over the edge.
Nice.
Again, another. It's up to you. You can try.
We're down to 9. Don't save it.
I don't know why you're trying to save people that are probably going to try to kill you here eventually, but.
Yeah, I don't understand this logic.
I don't like just getting people thrown over.
Well, then try to save. Then try to save. If that's what your character, if that's how your character feels, then that's what you need to do.
I don't see. I see a way that these guys can help us. They don't agree with Rex. I only want Rex.
Yeah. Well, so Rex might not even. I'm not gonna say it.
Might even not want you.
Might be. I don't care. I'm trying to save him.
Okay. So I'm guessing you cast levitate.
Yeah.
So you don't have to roll for.
No, if he's willing, he floats. If he's not,
he's definitely willing. Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, he doesn't know what's going on because he thinks he's falling over a cliff. So it does. He's not going to be like, a spell's getting cast on me. Fuck you. But like,
I can move him 20 feet.
Okay, so you catch him
if I spend my turn to move him.
But you only can bring him like up to the ledge. So, like, a couple people, like, bend down and, like, grab his arms and lift him up.
Yep.
Okay.
Fine.
You guys continue on. You continue on, and then there's happens to be just big enough for everybody. Like, you're going to have to be real close, and you probably can't set up tents, but there's, like, a little pull-off that you guys could wait out the storm.
I imagine it, like, maybe it could be something like, you remember when Frodo and Sam climbed the stairs up and they were sleeping on that edge.
Yeah.
And if they rolled over, they would fall into the.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's exactly like the little area that you guys find. And it's just big enough for all the horses, all the men, and the cart, the 3 carts that are remaining.
Well, before that happens, I'd like to turn to Rags and ask him and say, I suggest that we pull over here and wait out the storm.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, let's do that. So you guys do that. And
I'm starting to really hate this Rex guy, and even more the side chick he has.
Yeah,
when we set up camp, I would like to find Catherine and have a conversation with her.
Yeah, I mean, you're not really setting up camp. There's no room for tents. Like, you guys are literally just sitting on the ground getting rained on.
Yeah. Yeah, but like,
I mean, there's no
rest.
Room. Yeah, well, there's no room for tents or anything like that. Some people might have
no fire.
Like, yeah, well, no, there's no wood to be found up here.
And maybe they had something on the cart.
Yeah, no. If there would have been, it'd be soaked at this point.
Yeah, right. And
I can still burn it.
Yeah.
Well. Catherine, there's something I need to tell you.
Oh, do tell.
I've seen Rags and his associate who was casting something magical on him. I could not tell what it was, but he was like holding his hand on his head and something dark, a dark aura appeared, and it didn't seem to harm him, but it did something to him. My medallion was like reacting to it a bit. I don't know what he did to him. Would you have an idea what that might have been?
Might be manipulating with him, but that's it.
Roll an arcana check
real
fast. I would
not know on top of my head.
Natural 20.
That's an 18.
That's good.
With an 18, you might think that it's some sort of mind control of sorts. Like, you know of a spell that it doesn't cast a black aura, but there's like spells out there that can charm people, that can control people, that kind of thing. So you're maybe.
Well, wasn't there a dark aura?
There is, but I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Katrin doesn't know of one that has a dark aura, but she knows of other spells that can take over people's minds.
Right.
I'll go to the group of the five men I already spoke with.
So what do you think of this?
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, yeah, this is manipulation. That guy's manipulating Rax. I don't think Rax initiated the attack. I think
By the way, what happened at the front of the convoy? I saw him kick a guy off the cliff.
I just saved him from the wagon. I could only save one, sadly. And then Rax slit his throat and kicked him off.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not.
And you think that guy, his associate who's not a native, might control him, twisting his mind into...
I don't think.
Doing such things?
I don't think. I know. He has a bad aura about him. And for what you come with to me, selling that he's sending magic into Rag's head, it's not Rag that's in control anymore.
And, I mean, I've never seen someone like him before, but he seems to have... He seems different than your average human. Like, not mutated as I am, but still a different physiology. I've read about some people of those. And supposed to be ancient race that nobody really knows a lot about, but they may have been here even before... The native Vaven Gulens. And
I need to speak with somebody.
All right.
Will you come with me?
Yes, I will.
Okay, I will go to the group of five men.
Yeah, and they are actually like have been towards the back, and two of them have been driving a cart, so they're kind of huddled around the cart that they have been in control of, and they're just like huddled around talking. You actually, as you walk up, you hear them talking about how Rags slit that guy's throat and like, what the fuck did he do that for? It wasn't his fault. Like, and the sorceress just saved him too. Like, what? And then they see you obviously. Yeah. And
I will announce myself again and say and introduce Eston to them as well.
They actually start off by thanking you for trying to save that man, because that was actually one of their friends.
I just did what I tried, what I could do.
Yes, well,
I tried.
We really appreciate it, so thank you.
Why did Rax do that? Does he do that regularly?
Sure, no, he hardly ever kills. I mean, he's killed one other member before, but that member definitely deserved it. I wanted to kill that member. But justified to kill that person. The man that he just killed a few hours ago was not justified.
I come with bad news.
What's that?
We did some talking, and apparently this right-hand man is controlling Rax.
Controlling? Like, controlling how?
Magic. Rax is not Rax anymore.
Magic isn't prohibited in our tribe.
I know. But the thing is, Rax is not Rax anymore.
That would make a lot of sense why he's been changing.
Did he say that it is prohibited or is not?
It's prohibited. Like, yes. You're not allowed to do.
Oh,
magic.
Yeah. Okay.
Now remember, I mean,
I just saved two
they're
guys.
All werebears, but that's like that's as far as magic would go.
Yeah,
and
right.
They don't look at it as magic. They look at it as something different.
I saw that guy laying a hand on his head and doing something. A certain aura appeared, and it was definitely some magic.
How did he come into what's it called?
Into his service.
Yeah, how did he come into service in this clan?
He showed up one day.
And instantly Rags got welcomed.
Was very off-putting at first. Rags is a very suspicious man, or was. And this man just showed up on our doorstep one day. And Rags took him into like his quarters, and they talked for a few hours and then came back out, and he was a part of us.
And no one knows what they talked about, like...
Nope. We have no idea.
Yeah, we've heard that you, no offense, but you Belrooks are very aware of... very cautious about
who joins and who doesn't.
Who joins, yes. And who doesn't. And you only let natives join you usually. Yes. So it must have been pretty strange for all of you to see him.
I was the most outspoken. The man that's talking, his name is... Let me find it real fast. Windelm.
Windelm.
Windelm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was the most outspoken against this. And... Rags even actually offered to cut my tongue out if I had anything else bad to say about this man. So,
I'm just wondering, why is he so eager to have this person in his service?
I really wish I could tell you. I don't know. It's been kind of a falling point ever since he's joined.
So, yeah, it appears... for both of us, it seems like he's twisting his mind somehow, and not for the better.
That would make sense, yes.
I also happened to ask Rags if there were more of you, since your place at Belrook seemed so large. And he said he sent a group out that got killed by monsters, but that's all he knew. You wouldn't happen to know anything about that mission?
I don't know if I trust you guys just yet. I do appreciate you saving my friend, but that is clan business.
That is completely fine.
All I'll say is the mission they went on, I was not agreeing with, and neither were the rest of us. And they all kind of like shake their head in approval. Like none of these five men approved of the mission.
We understand that completely. It's just now that we are like, caught up with you in this situation. We're trying to make sense of everything.
Yes. I get it, but you must understand my weariness. Sure.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that's completely fine.
I will try to get some more information about this right-hand man.
Very good.
We'll go over to what Castor.
I'll let you guys know.
Okay.
If he's doing anything.
So. How are you doing, Cass? You've been kind of quiet this whole time.
Yeah, I kind of I'm sitting next to basically, so I'm at the front of Rags and his right hand man, and then
at this point there's like, obviously since you pulled off, you could like walk back towards anybody really, because it's like a little cut out of the mountain, so like the path is free now because everything's pulled off to the side. You might have to like, you know, walk around, step over some stuff, but you could get back to them very easily.
I would like to stay at the front of the pack, as we are, okay, basically in that first little alcove area. And I would like to speak to Rags, if possible, and his man.
Okay.
I'd like to basically say that. So, obviously, we've lost a cat. I'm not really happy about losing men.
They're not your men to worry about.
Oh no, I know you invited us here, obviously, to keep you guys, to help you guys along the way. So they fell off the cliff. I understand that. That was a loss, but that man could have been saved. I just don't understand. Maybe I'm not.
That man
understand.
Was a worthless piece of shit. If they can't control the cart, then they're worthless to me. Everybody needs a fucking purpose, and if you can't fulfill your purpose, I'll fucking kill you and throw you off this edge myself.
I understand.
Anything else?
No, I was literally just curious. I'm going to check on the horses.
Yeah, I mean, they're horses. They're fine.
No, it was just my excuse to get away from him.
Oh, I thought you were telling me that.
No.
He doesn't say anything. He doesn't even acknowledge
you. I'm going to go check on the horses and walk backwards towards
them. And that guy is scary.
Fuck, try standing at the front next to him. Fuck. Could be me any second.
Oh, don't worry.
If he tries to cut my throat, I'll do something about it.
Yeah, so again, once we do start, Kage will be around me and Jeff. And I'd basically say to Kage to basically just keep scouting ahead. If there's any dangerous things, stop. So I know when I get up to you that I can stop and scout the area out in case of any other danger.
Okay.
Like we have been doing with, obviously, you've been doing checks.
Kage scurries off. And okay, anything else anybody wants to do before you guys?
Not really.
I need
taking a rest.
To spell magic.
Or try to sleep, at least. You probably won't get to sleep tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to, I want to get a wet cloth that I have on me and hold it to my face because I got hit by a rock.
Your whole body is wet.
Just an out of character question. Bear, do you? Does Kat, please tell me that Katrin has dispel magic.
That's a level 3 spell. I do not have any level 3
spells. We don't have that yet. Oh shit.
Nope.
Oh shit.
I don't have level 3 spells.
All right.
I really wanted to spell magic as well. I'd say that.
So throughout the night, it rains a little more, but finally clears up. And with that, will our travelers be able to make it through this mountain pass and not have everybody die? Or is Rags just going to kill all of his men and then it's going to be super easy for him? But we will find out next time on the next episode of the Chronicles of Vaven Gula. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.